Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
But then I realized I wasn't just a nobody. I was a son of God. I was somebody. And that I learned how to touch my Father's hand in faith, I could see Him do great and mighty things. So that's when I started working and doing things. And then as I began to see God do a little bit, you got to remember, or some of you do know, some of you do not know, that it's been 26 years ago that the Lord spoke to me the first time and began to give me direct revelation from His Word. 26 years ago. And it's real easy for me to remember that date because it was last June. Would have been 26 years ago. And the reason I can remember it so vividly is because my daughter, which was born in May, she was born 26 years ago in May. And, of course, she lived to be 24 years old. And then the enemy killed her in a car wreck. You know, so her and her mama, last October the 13th, 2001, both of them went home to be with Jesus the same day. And, of course, I didn't realize that was going to be the greatest test of faith that I was ever going to go through. But it was. When my wife and daughter were killed by the enemy, and then my grandbaby and Kelly were supposedly going to die, Kelly, she might have lived, but they assured me my grandbaby would die also. That she was already virtually dead. Her brain stem was severed. Her eyes disconnected. Her face crushed. Her skull fractured in five places. Her lungs all messed up. And her right knee crushed. And her left leg broken in two places. And they assured me my grandbaby would die. But knowing what I know about the Word of God, and some of it I'm going to teach you today in these scriptures right here, knowing your spiritual authority as a son of God, I would not receive the report of the doctor. I believe what's written in God's Word. And yesterday, my little granddaughter, of course, she come running and hugged me as granddaddy and gave me a kiss on the cheek as her and her daddy drove down to Georgia to see his mom and dad this next week before she starts the school next week. So God's Word really does work, and it works extremely well, and it'll work for every one of us, just like Wendell prayed for the woman yesterday. Of course, Wendell, he didn't know this a year and a half ago when he came to this church right here for the first time. Wendell was a normal young man living in sin, you know, and he asked me what he had to do to walk where I walked. And I explained to him what he had to do. And he said, I'll do it. And he has done it. And he has done it, and he has walked in obedience to God's Word, and God is using that young man mightily. So if he'll do it for a 22-year-old young man, who will he do it for? Anybody. He's no respecter of person, because you got to do it God's way. Okay, today we're going to talk about our spiritual authority, or breaking the authority of the devil in your life and in other people's life. Now, the devil blinds your mind, and he blinds the mind and hearts of other people. Now, you have been given great and awesome power over the devil. I did not know this for a great number of years of my life. But the following scriptures that I'm going to start out with you in Ephesians chapter 6 is going to tell you who our enemy is. Now, I read these scriptures many a time before they became a revelation to me. And I'm going to tell you something today that I read these scriptures and they had not meant virtually anything to me. But then one day, these truths that I'm going to read from you from Ephesians 6, starting with verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now then, it tells us what we do wrestle against. It says, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So that is Satan and his well-trained host of spiritual wickedness and his demons that walk on this earth, of which he is the CEO in charge of all of that. Now, that kingdom that he lives in is a kingdom of hatred and a kingdom of just wickedness. There is, always remember this about Satan, there's nothing good about Satan. Satan don't know what good is. He don't know what love is. He hates you. When people, in fact, I was down at a speaking at a little church down in the central part of Texas. I went down and spoke at two churches over a couple of days' time. And they were just small Baptist churches. And the Baptist preacher in one of those, a little congregation of about 50 people, he called me and told me he'd heard the testimony about Caitlin and he wanted me to come down and speak in his church. But he said, "Will you please be easy on my people?" I told him, "Sure, I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to teach the Word of God just like it's written in the book. I'm going to be just as easy on them as I am on everybody else. I'm going to tell you just exactly the way it is. That's the only way I know to teach it. I don't know how to teach it any other way." So, he did not believe that a child could possibly have a demon. He said, "Thurman, there's no way that God would allow Satan to attack the child." I said, "Give me a break." I said, what do you think when a child comes out of a womb that's handicapped and deformed? Do you think God did that?" "Well," he said, I said, "Now wait a minute, let's stop and think about this. If all good and perfect things come from God, you think when a child's born handicapped, blind, arms missing, legs missing, palates missing, you think that's good?" "Well, no." I said, "Well, then that didn't come from God, did it?" He said, "Well," I said, "okay, if it didn't come from God, who'd it come for? There's only two sources, right? God and the devil." Now, then people have a real problem believing Satan can move inside the womb of a mother and create that kind of a problem with a child. But let me tell you, he can. He can and he will. But you must give him legal claim to do that. And his legal claim to you comes through your sin. And that's the thing you must learn. You must learn to walk holy before God to keep Satan off of your back. And most people don't know that. So the church today is living in sin. Many, many ways we're living in sin. Now then, Satan and his demons, all these different forms of darkness, they're principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. Now, little principalities is like a little buck private. They're not very powerful. They're easy to kick out. But you get just a little bit higher up there to a ruler of darkness, you still have complete authority over him, providing you're walking in obedience to God's Word. But he fights a little bit more intensively, and it's not as easy to kick out. And then when you get to spiritual wickedness and the heavenlies, they're powerful. Powerful, awesome beings that are fallen angels that Satan drew with them. And those fallen angels, now, as we talk about this authority we have over these, I ask the Lord many times, where did all these beings come from? Now, then, in the beginning, God made everything perfect. Now, that we only know from God's Word that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, when was that? We really don't know. We really don't know. Because the next thing it says, that after God created the heavens and the earth, verse 2 says, "And the earth was without form and void." Now then, as I have read in Jeremiah 4 and Isaiah 24, I have come to realize that there was a earth here before, and that man became wicked, and God got so upset with man that he completely destroyed every man, every living creature, and he turned the sun out, and he literally turned the world upside down. That's what the Scripture says. And that's written in the Word of God. Now then, if God did that, he destroyed and killed everything, and then Jeremiah said, "And I saw the earth, and it was without form and void. And there was no man on it." Now that's in Jeremiah 4, and in Isaiah 24 is where you will find all of those references. It's there. So once God destroyed everything, I believe with all my heart, all the people, all the wicked, all the people that had become wicked, totally tainted of evil, I believe that Satan came and cohabitated with the daughters of men, and over the period of time, all of them became totally wicked. And at the end of that, God saw that, and so he just destroyed everything. And I believe all of those people that died, their spirits are what are the demons that are living on the earth today. Those demons, they're intelligent beings. They're looking for a body to come into to kill, steal, and to destroy. And they're looking for your body. Now, if they can't find and get into your physical body, then they're going to get into an animal or something, because they can do no damage to the earth in the spirit form. So they have to be inside of some kind of a physical body. Well, these are the beings we're fighting against today. These beings have the capability to come inside of you, to make you sick and afflict you, to stop your heart, to create pain and suffering. And as a born-again child of God, you have authority over these things. But you must know who you're fighting against. If you do not know who you're fighting against, you can't fight against something by faith in the faith world that you don't know what you're fighting against. So Satan and his host, Paul clearly told us here, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now we are told what to do about it. In verse 13 it says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Now once you've done all you can do yourself, then you stand on God's Word. How many of you have ever heard the song, "Standing on the Promises"? How many of you sung that 10,000 times like I did and didn't have a clue what it meant? Standing on the Promises. I used to sing that song in the denominational church. I was standing on the promises. That song didn't mean nothing to me. I mean, I had no clue what it meant. And I come to realize everybody in that church was just like I was. You know, I mean, they didn't have a clue who this enemy was. They didn't have a clue what power they had over him. They just thought sickness and disease was just something that just happens. No, it's not something just happens. It's something that comes from this enemy, and you have power over him. And I'm going to make this statement right up front. Anybody that allows the enemy today to do what he did to me for the first 40 years of my life, to make me sick and afflict me, is living in deception. Once you learn who you are and what you can do, and what you're supposed to do, and the covenant you have with the king, I'm going to guarantee you, you're never going to have another sick day in your life. I learned that many years ago. And when I learned that from that day to this, from the day I learned and received Jesus as my healer, I've not had one sick day. So praise God. It's a wonderful place to live. You don't have to even be concerned. And not even needing any kind of a benefit package, just to know that you're never going to be sick again is a wonderful place to live, isn't it, brother? Yes, it is. And we can all do that as sons and daughters of the King. And the Lord's telling us how to do it. And he says,
we'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.